Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the World News. The headlines. India reiterates unwavering commitment to zero-tolerance policy against terrorism in all forms and manifestations following terrorist attack involving a car explosion in Delhi. Directs investigation with utmost urgency and professionalism to bring perpetrators, collaborators and sponsors to justice without delay. India and Botswana sign MOU on cooperation in health and pharmaceutical sector. African nation also announces translocation of 8 cheetahs to India. Afghanistan bans Pakistani medicines citing poor quality, asks traders to seek new routes. Taiwan evacuates over 8,000 people as Typhoon Fong Wong causes record rainfall and severe flooding. And in Women's T20 World Cup Cricket for the Blind, India beat Australia by 209 runs in second match in New Delhi. India today reiterated its unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations following the terrorist attack involving a car explosion near the Red Fort in Delhi on Monday, which claimed 8 lives and injured several others. The Union Cabinet, chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, adopted a resolution and expressed its profound grief over the loss of lives in the Delhi blast. It observed 2 minutes silence in honour of innocent lives lost. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the cabinet unequivocally condemned this dastardly and cowardly act and reaffirmed the government's steadfast resolve to safeguard the lives and well-being of all Indians, consistent with its enduring commitment to national security and the safety of every citizen.
The cabinet unequivocally condemns this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. The cabinet reiterates India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The cabinet also recorded its appreciation for the statements of solidarity and support from many governments around the world.
The cabinet also appreciated the timely and coordinated response of the authorities, security agencies and citizens who acted with courage and compassion in the face of adversity. The cabinet directed that the investigation into the incident be pursued with utmost urgency and professionalism so that the perpetrators, their collaborators and their sponsors are identified and brought to justice without delay. The situation continues to be closely monitored at the highest levels of the government. India and Botswana today signed an MOU on cooperation in the healthcare and pharmaceuticals sector. The pact will facilitate easy access to good quality and affordable Indian medicines to the citizens of Botswana. The agreement was signed following bilateral talks between President Draupadi Murmu and her Botswana counterpart Duma Boko in Gaborone. In a joint press statement with President Boko after the talks, President Murmu said during wide-ranging discussions they agreed to expand cooperation in several key sectors.
We reaffirm the deep and friendly ties between India and Botswana founded on shared democratic values and mutual respect. We agreed to expand cooperation in key sectors, including trade and investment, agriculture, renewable energy, health, education, skill development, defense, and digital technology.
President Murmu also announced India's decision to send antiretroviral medicines used to treat HIV infections to Botswana. Botswana announced translocation of 8 cheetahs from the African nation to India as part of the next phase of Project Cheetah. It is a unique initiative of India to reintroduce cheetahs in the country decades after their extinction. The African nation will symbolically hand over the big cats to President Murmu tomorrow. The president reached Botswana last night on the final leg of her two-nation visit to Africa after concluding her trip to Angola. The president also addressed the parliamentarians of Botswana at their National Assembly in Gaborone. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu reaffirmed India's commitment to strengthening cooperation with the Global South.
India and Botswana can together contribute meaningfully to a fairer and more sustainable world order, one that not only supports but also helps build meaningful global south collaboration and a reformed multilateralism. We thank the government of Botswana for their support to India's efforts for a reformed and expanded UN Security Council. During India's presidency of G20 in 2023, we welcomed the African Union as a permanent member of G20. I firmly believe that India's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047 and Africa's Agenda 2063 present an opportunity for active collaboration among our countries.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi returned to New Delhi this afternoon after concluding a successful two-day state visit to Bhutan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his visit took place when the Himalayan nation is marking various landmark programs, including the 70th birth anniversary of the 4th Druk Gyalpo, the ongoing Global Peace Prayer Festival, and coincided with the exposition of the sacred Piprava relics of Lord Buddha from India in Thimphu. He said the outcomes in several sectors, including energy, healthcare, and connectivity, will add momentum to their bilateral partnership. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. Afghanistan's Taliban government has instructed businesses to halt imports of medicine from Pakistan within 3 months, citing concerns over poor quality, and urged traders to explore alternative trade routes. Deputy Prime Minister Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar warned that those continuing trade with Pakistan beyond the deadline would not receive government support. The move comes amid border closures that have caused price fluctuations in both countries, affecting Afghanistan's key exports. Taiwan evacuated more than 8,300 residents ahead of the arrival of a weakened typhoon Fung Wong, which brought record rainfall and severe flooding to the island's east coast, leaving 51 people injured and inundating homes and streets. The weakened storm triggered neck-deep floods in parts of Yilan County, where soldiers carried out rescue operations. Over 1,000 homes were flooded in the harbour town of Suao. Fung Wong, which earlier killed 27 people in the Philippines, is expected to graze Taiwan's southern tip before moving into the Pacific. The Ukrainian government suspended the justice minister, German Galushenko, today over his role in a wide-reaching corruption scandal involving the state nuclear power company. The announcement made by Prime Minister Yulia Sviridenko came after Ukraine's anti-corruption agency said yesterday that it had detained 5 people and identified 7 others, including a businessman and a former energy minister advisor and an Energoatom executive, linked to alleged $100 million kickbacks. In the first ever Women's T20 World Cup cricket for the blind, hosts India defeated Australia by 209 runs in New Delhi today. Opting to bat after winning the toss, India posted 292 for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. With 52 runs in extras and a 26-run penalty in India's favour, the total became unassailable. Chasing a target of 293, Australia were bundled out for 57 runs in 19.3 overs. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India reiterates unwavering commitment to zero-tolerance policy against terrorism in all forms and manifestations following terrorist attack involving a car explosion in Delhi. Directs investigation with utmost urgency, professionalism to bring perpetrators, collaborators and sponsors to justice without delay. India and Botswana sign MOU on cooperation in health and pharmaceutical sector. Afghanistan bans Pakistani medicine, citing poor quality, asks traders to seek new routes. Taiwan evacuates over 8,000 people as typhoon Fung Wong causes record rainfall and severe flooding. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.